Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from Chimpan A all the way down to Chimpan Z. This week, I'm always joined.
No editing.
Oh my goodness.
I'm always joined, including this week, by my second banana, the official second banana of the show. It's the host of the gaming game show, Evan Munro Smith. Welcome.
Thank you.
And it's so good because this week you are officially a host again of Game and Game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really stop being the host.
You but stop.
The show goes on break for a short while.
But you're back
you
in
do.
The saddle.
I take over. When you're not there and when no one's recording, I'm sitting downstairs at the desk hosting the show.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, it's yeah. weird.
It's very weird.
It's just me yelling to myself, hey, stay on topic.
No, it's back. It's back this Sunday.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
In a special event.
Well, yeah, we're doing we're trying out the YouTube premiere feature. So it sort of goes out. It's not like live, but it kind of launches live, premieres live. So everyone can all sort of watch it all at once and everyone can chat along in the little live chat. It'll be really fun. So no, if you're interested, 9 p.m. this Sunday, AEST, Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, I've never heard that before. AEST. Sounds stupid.
Well, that is letters.
AEST.
He didn't invent it.
But he legitimized
it. You've never heard of AEST, our time zone?
I've heard standard time.
Maybe I said it weird.
AEST. I've never heard anyone say AEST.
All right.
AEST.
But I'm glad you did.
But you know who's going to be on the show?
Who?
Jess Perkins.
Hey!
Our first guest from Triple J and the Go On podcast.
That's me! Hello.
And also joining us on the show from Gaming Game in Game Show.
It's called Gamey Gamey Game, if you're struggling to find it because of Matt's inability to remember the name.
And also host of the Kentucky Fried Chattin' podcast and from the Stupid Old Studios, it's Beck Petratus.
Yay!
And host of Gamey Game in the off-season.
In the off-season, by myself, not recorded.
But also the producer and director of
Yeah,
gaming,
let's do
gaming,
it. Director.
Game.
Yeah. I'm the camera that zooms in weird.
Yeah.
Most
Not
of the
weird.
Time. Great.
There we go.
There we are.
Zooms in great.
I always know, because I never know what I'm talking about on Gamey Gamey Game. I love being there. Thank you so much for having me. But I have no idea about games. I've been playing a lot of Spyro lately. Can we talk about that?
You can talk about it if you want.
Every episode. There's an Xbox in my house now, so I'm a gamer. So I never know what I'm doing. So anytime I'm just doing something a bit dumb, I look at whatever camera you've got and I'm like, Beck's got my back here.
Hell yeah.
You know, she's zoomed in at the appropriate time.
Yeah.
To make me look great.
Yeah.
To make it look like it's a planned goof.
Yeah, yeah, rather than me just being a dickhead.
If you ever want to signal to me, just go 3, 2, 1, and I can do control.
Cool, just a very subtle signal.
Or maybe like I can do some like throw focus a bit and like make it all misty. Like if you need a bit of that. Or like if you want to sing a music video and you want it to, you can get a guitar out.
I do want that.
I can help you
That's
out.
That's a guitar.
I've heard of it.
Did you know this is episode 64, which is a real gaming number? Because of Nintendo 64.
Yes.
Is that true?
Sure.
Nintendo 64 is a thing. True.
Yes. Yes, that's
not false.
That's the one that's in sort of like a cube.
No, that's the GameCube.
That's the GameCube, yeah.
Nintendo 64 is the...
Nintendo 64 is the one with the big X on it.
Isn't it? No, it's not Super.
No?
It's the one with the X on it.
X, right. That's the NESy one, isn't it?
What?
The NES.
Do you think...
type one. It is an NES.
It is a Nintendo Entertainment System,
so
I suppose.
Don't come at me. Because come for the king, you're going to get pricked by the crown.
It's a 64-bit system. Is what that refers to.
It's a lot of bits. A lot of bits and pieces. It takes a lot of assembly, but
none of these
body together.
All the bits make a whole.
Like these 8-bit games.
Yeah.
Like was the NES 8-bit? I feel like the NES might have been 8-bit, then maybe the SNES was 16, but I don't know. I don't know.
Wait, why would you know? You're the only the host of Australia's premier gaming show.
Matt's gone like real
I'm
cranky.
A sassy bitch.
Yeah, he's gone real sassy today.
Okay. And you need to know that.
I'm a sassy bitch.
Okay. Now that we've got that out of the way, Evan's favorite primate is the human.
Yeah.
Okay. We've probably got a few first time listeners in who are here for the gaming, and they're going to be loving it so far.
Oh, yeah.
But something they need to know is, Evan's favourite primate is the human, in particular Andy from Toy Story, or at least his legs in Toy Story 1. He thinks they're the best primates, those pins. He's a big pin fan.
All right.
But do you, Jess, do you have any you know, primate, non-human primates to suggest to Evan?
Last time I was here, I suggested my own subcategory of primates, which was cutie primates.
Cutie primates.
Because I want them to have massive eyes and tiny heads.
Yeah. They're in primates canon now. There's three distinct groups of primates, apes, monkeys, and cutie primates.
Yes. And thank you. This one that I found, though, I think has regular size eyes, but a bit of like shadowing around the eyes that makes them look even bigger.
Ooh. Oh.
This is a little, I don't know, lutung? Lutung?
Ooh.
Look at that little cutie.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cute.
I've never seen one of them. Oh. It's a little puffball.
How would you say that? L-U-T-U-N-G.
L-U-T.
Yeah, lutung.
Lutung.
It looks like someone who got some white eyeshadow and he's just giving it a go.
Gone too far.
They've
that
gone,
one
whoops.
Looks.
Oh, wow.
That's a bit exaggerated. I think the first one we saw was a particularly good looking lutung. But look at that little thing. Oh, they're so cute.
Very cute. That Google very that at good. Home.
Yeah. Yeah. I like what he's done with his face.
Yeah, I like what he's done with his face. They're a group of old world monkeys.
Okay, great.
So there you go. No
well,
more information
it's a
needed, I assume.
Suggestion. So L for those at home, L-U-T-O-N-G.
U-N-G.
Those at home and me.
Lutung.
Lutung. So according to Wikipedia, they have a rather slim build with a long tail. The fur color varies depending on the species from black to gray to orange to yellow. Many species have skin designs and a brighter lower surface.
So they've got something for everyone.
Yeah.
Skin designs, tattoos?
I guess so.
Cool.
But yeah, there are some fascinating ones. This one's got a sort of a bleached haircut.
Yeah.
They got eyeshadow, tattoos, bleached hair.
They're very cool.
Oh, look at that one. Got sort of white tufts on the side
and
there.
And they're either found in Southeast Asia. They're split into two. Their range is split into two parts. So one part's in Southeast Asia and the other part is southern India and Sri Lanka.
Wow. Yeah, right. How's this cool. for a fact? The city of Ludong in Taiwan is named after this monkey species.
Oh.
And a lutung features in the Sundanese.
Oop.
No, there's an N in there.
There is an N in there. All right. Sundanese folk tale Lutung Kasarung, or the Lost Lutung, which in 1926 was adapted into the first Indonesian movie.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
I found an ugly one, but
that is not ugly.
It's pretty ugly.
She looks like she is an actor who's like up for best supporting. Like her haircut. Okay. She's like
the character actor.
She's the mum out of I, Tonya. That's her haircut.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Alison Janney. Is that who that is?
Yeah. But
Janney. Yeah. Yeah.
Janie.
Jan.
Anyway, that's them.
That's good. Evan, what do you think? I think that's a little
yellow one. You like that?
That's a great color.
I don't like that one. It's a nice color.
but I don't like it. But as
I don't
a
like its face.
Oh yeah, it's got an old man face on a tiny little body.
Its face doesn't suit the. Yeah. It looks photoshopped on.
I like it.
It's gone through the old man app.
You know? Yeah,
yeah.
Face app. Yeah.
That's great.
Beck, did you have any suggestions for Evan?
Oh, look, I did, but I feel like it'll just bum everyone out because I'd Googled it. Have you seen that fist bumping chimpanzee?
Yeah, there's a video where a man's being led.
I was kind of scared of it. But also, it reminded me of, you know, those videos where, like, they do, like, those viral Instagram things where, like, they're getting led by their partner to a holiday.
Yeah.
Like, right. I feel like that's the vibe it's giving off to me.
Definitely.
And then, yeah, the chimp helps. So the chimp is leading this man and then he helps him up onto a thing.
Like a platform.
Pulls him up.
And then they do a
fist bump. And it's cool, but also I went to Google it to find it because I was like, oh, how do I find this fist bumping chimp? And then it came up. There's an article on Peter about how it's.
Is it a racist monkey?
It's a racist monkey.
Has it been milkshake ducked?
Yes. Yeah, it did blackface. No, what are you talking about? No, it's a chimp called Sugriva. They're saying there's a notorious roadside zoo called the Myrtle Beach Safari that's no good.
Nothing's notorious for good reasons, is it?
No, and I feel like you shouldn't have a zoo on the road.
Okay.
Yeah, what's good that starts with roadside?
hang on.
Fruit stands?
Diner?
Yeah, love a roadside diner.
Yeah.
Vom? Roadside vom.
Oh, yeah, roadside vom when you've been feeling sick for a bit and then you feel all better.
Yeah, you're fine now.
Oh, just pull over. I just need a little roadside vom.
Yeah.
Off we go.
Roadside wee, no good.
No good, bad.
Bad.
Too concerned about people seeing your butt.
Everyone can see your bum.
Everyone can see it.
And, like, why do you have toilet paper with you?
No.
No good.
You either have to go out real far into the trees, and that's scary for different reasons.
Exactly.
Because then a ghost might see your bum.
Exactly. I don't want to see a ghost see my bum.
Just stand up and piss away from your body like a normal person. You don't have to worry about any of those things.
Oh, man. First thing I would do on a Freaky Friday.
Stand up and piss on the side of a road.
No, I would just pee standing up anywhere. Anywhere I wanted to, I would just go take a piss.
And so you wake up, you're in a man's body.
I don't ask any questions. Anywhere. I go and piss.
Specifically in a man's body, though.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was a Freaky Friday.
If I'm in another woman's body, I don't care about the consequences. I'll piss standing up.
It's a great thing about a Freaky Friday situation.
You're assuming that you're going to have Freaky Friday back, though, which normally happens at the end of the film. But what happens if you're in the Freaky Friday that's forever?
Then I have to live
What if it's a Freaky Forever?
Oh, no.
I think you just make it your thing. You're the pee person.
Yeah. So I piss myself one time.
Yeah. It's an opportunity to start fresh.
Starting with fresh underwear.
So today we're going to be talking about a video game called Overwatch. And this is something that's been suggested a bunch of times, I do believe, from listeners. And
it's a phenomenon.
Because there's a character in it called Winston. He's a gorilla or a scientist. I wouldn't say that. In the short film we just watched, someone called him a monkey. And he said, I'm not a monkey. I am a scientist. He's also not a monkey anyway. He's a gorilla.
Yeah, he should have just educated first and then said his badass line of, I'm a scientist.
Yeah, it felt like it was going to be a real badass line. And then it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you're more than a scientist, man.
The end of Aquaman where he says, I am Aquaman. And you're like, wow, that was cool.
I haven't seen Aquaman.
He bursts out of the water and says, I am Aquaman.
Are they trying to do like an I am Iron Man, but they haven't really built up any reason that it would be?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they do it in Iron Man.
And also, they didn't even make a good film so that you could forgive it. It's just shit.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Some people love it. I thought it was fine.
They're idiots.
What? Was that octopus playing Aquaman. Drums? It was sick. Oh. It was fine. Whatever.
Are there any apes in it?
No, that's the big.
Well, then we shouldn't be talking about it.
Sorry.
There was also in Captain Marvel. There was some. I forget what the scene was, but it made me laugh, and I think it was meant to be sincere. Where it was something like, she said, "You're only human." She said, "Yes, I am only human." And then there was a montage of her getting up through her life after being knocked down.
You laughed at that.
It was, no, I did not. I found it very touching and beautiful.
Thank you, Matt.
I'd have to see it again, but the first instinct, and that wasn't my fault, first instinct, I am deep down.
Was it the poor writing made you laugh, or you laughed at the montage of a woman being resilient?
No, I thought it was so thickly, like, layered on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to spoon feed to some audiences.
So I just, I don't know, maybe if I watch it again, maybe it wasn't as full on as I remember, but I just remember being like, oh my God. This is, I thought, you know, these are meant to be. Anyway.
And that, yeah, I
felt inspired. But then I remembered.
If you were in a position of privilege, that would be quite cute and funny to look at.
I did. Like, I think I said, whoever I was there watching it with,
was crying and you were pissing yourself off.
Maybe that they mentioned to me after that was probably a message for like teenage girls or something. It wasn't.
Hey, it still works.
It wasn't really for an old man.
It was
still
for
works
humans.
For 20-something girls as well.
Yeah.
Oh, did you feel
my favorite part?
Maybe I can go on
and maybe
and stand up after an alien knocks me over.
Yeah, or just a friend cuts me down. I can maybe get up.
Okay.
You know. And then immediately after that, she has a big fight scene set to "I'm Just a Girl." Like, that was a bit. You didn't have a problem with that.
Bang and churn, love Gwen Stefani. So this Overwatch, in particular, we watched a short film called Recall.
And yeah, it's a team based hero shooter.
Yes,
and so there's a bunch of different characters.
This was suggested by Ross McFadzean. Before I forget to shout him out. Yeah, McFadzean with a Z.
That's a cool name.
Sick that is
name.
Cool.
And yeah, so it's an 8-minute film, but that came out in 2016 to.
Yeah, when the game came out as part of the sort of marketing push, they made these really nice short films like cinematics for each of the characters. And so they made this one called Recall, which is basically Winston's backstory.
Yep.
Winston the gorilla.
Yeah. So there's a sort of a brief synopsis of it. Well, it's not that brief. It's a paragraph on Wikipedia. Do you want me to read some of that out?
Yeah. Yep. Some of it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Stop me if you've heard it before. Blizzard released their first of the original four animated shorts, Recall, in March 2016. While the Play Overwatch YouTube channel uploaded the short on March 23rd, this is not important. the Xbox YouTube channel premiered it on March 21, 2 days prior.
Go Xbox!
The events of Recall precede the events of the cinematic trailer. The short focuses on the genetically engineered scientist and gorilla, Winston, who is seen recalling memories of his days in Overwatch, as well as his Horizon Lunar Colony upbringing. Winston then fights back against an attack on his watch point, Gibraltar Base, from Talon, a terrorist organization opposed to Overwatch, who is seeking to eliminate former Overwatch members. Despite the passing of the Petrus Act, legally putting an end to all Overwatch-related activities, Winston initiates a recall at the end of the short in an effort to bring back Overwatch.
This storyline, like this setup, it's...
I'm so sad that you can't hear Matt's glances that were so excited.
Look at that.
There we go.
This seems like it so closely lines up with things like The Avengers or The Incredibles or The Watchmen or something like this.
This feels like this is Civil War. This is the Accords.
Yeah.
One of the characters has a metal arm. It's just, anyway, look, you can...
Rat Winston. Trap's got the peg leg.
Rat Trap.
Rat Trap. Oh. No, what was it? Trash Rat. What was that character
rat
called?
Rat Trap's from Beast Wars. That's
right.
That's Junk Rat. Episode.
Junkrat.
So Winston is basically like the Tony Stark, as far as I can gather.
I think
he's a scientist. He builds things.
But he's not. He doesn't seem to be like an egomaniac sort of Tony.
Yeah, he's
Stark
not the playboy philanthropist. Yeah.
I think he's more a Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner is also a scientist. And he's a bulky, tanky boy.
He's a tanky boy, but he's not a billionaire.
No.
Sucked in, Banner. Okay.
They make a point in this 8-minute film to mention that he hasn't exercised in years.
I loved that. I related to that a lot.
But he has a jar of
cardio.
Is it a peanut butter? Is that what that?
Yeah,
jar
he loves peanut butter. Yeah,
peanut butter and
that's
bananas.
I was doing that the other day while not doing cardio. I was dipping a carrot into a big thing of Kraft cheese.
Right.
And I just felt like me and this character are the same.
We are same.
I can also jump far distances and slam down and hurt people.
You can do that, yeah.
I can do
You're
that.
You're a tank.
I am a tank.
So Jess, you're like me, we didn't know anything about this really before this week.
No.
Were you before half an hour ago?
Yeah.
But Beck and Evan, you know a bit about it.
I've played Overwatch before, but it's not a game that I'm like massively into.
Remember that some people listening will love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad game at all. It's just not. It didn't really. I don't know. I didn't really get swept up in it.
Huge, right?
It's huge.
It's got millions of players.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely a phenomenon. It's huge.
And like one of our crew on Gamey Game, Steph.
Yeah, she's nuts for it.
She will be doing the graphics for our show while watching Overwatch League on her phone. Like she'll have that propped up.
It's got a big esports.
She's the most gaming person in the room, and she's not on the show.
She's right into it.
She's so into Overwatch, and like I think Overwatch is fun. I just suck at all these games so bad.
Yeah. It looks cool and they're fun characters. They're all kind of stereotype characters. Not a whole lot of originality going on there.
There's a cowboy.
There's a cowboy, yeah.
There's a rat man with a peg leg.
There's a Soldier 76.
Okay. There's a Russian bodybuilder who apparently was introduced because people complained that all the women characters were petite. So they're like, where's the variety of women's bodies in the video game? So they added in a bodybuilder to give you both of the kinds of women that you can get.
the two kinds.
Yes.
Who's that huge guy? There's a huge man with an Audi belly button and a tattoo on his chest.
An Audi belly button.
I was going to say, all the men are just bodybuilders as well, but I forgot. There's a guy with a huge belly who they really make it bounce
Roadhog?
Up and down.
Is that
as he
what
goes.
His name
Roadhog?
Is?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm sorry to anyone who really loves Overwatch. All of us stumbling over these things.
Yeah, that would be frustrating.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've been playing it a bit lately, Beck?
Oh, by lately, if you mean today, then yes.
Yes, that is what I mean. I don't know if what could be more lately than today.
yeah, I was giving it a go. It just gave me flashbacks to LAN parties where people were playing. What was that old game? Counter-Strike. And I would just be, I'd play around and then I'd go like, I'm going to go make Red Bull jelly. Like I'd just find an excuse as to why I can't
play. That is a wild excuse to not play.
Red Bull jelly.
Is anyone
Red
buying
Bull jelly
that?
Is great.
I'm going to make Red Bull jelly.
I've not had Red Bull jelly.
Oh my God. You get the create your jelly crystals.
Yep.
This is perfect for your LAN party if you are 19 years old or 45.
Great.
You get the jelly crystals, you put red wine in there. Do you know what you can also put in there? Bit of champers.
Oh, yeah.
And then
champers?
Bit
like
of champagne?
Yeah.
Shampoos.
You're putting French champagne in Red Bull jelly?
Yes. I'm a fancy lady. Yeah, and then
it's from the Champers region of France.
It has to be. That's
Evan made a joke! Woo!
So Winston, it's a story that we've seen so many times before, right? He's a super intelligent gorilla. He's the result of You're laughing at me like we haven't. Isn't a joke. What I said before was a joke. This is a real thing.
I think one of the books in the Bible had a super intelligent origin story.
Tale as old as time. Super intelligent ape in space. So what we're looking at here, What's the point?
I feel like half of the Primates episodes are about super intelligent apes.
If you don't know a super intelligent ape in your friendship group, it's you.
There's one in Futurama. Yeah.
Jess has pointed at Evan, and it's true.
He's the result of scientist experiment. He's like it was a lab experiment.
It is true. Well, I mean, the Planet of the Apes are all super intelligent apes.
Project X, don't laugh at me.
don't laugh on this comedy podcast.
His little glasses reminded me of George of the Jungle ape.
Yeah.
The ape named Ape.
Yeah. I love apes.
Another super intelligent ape.
Yeah.
Evan's not sounding so loopy after all.
Does he need the glasses though?
Yeah, they show that in the flashback that he sees better out the window with the glasses, which are luckily he matches prescriptions with that man.
Well, they're both named Winston. I think that's Dr. Winston.
Oh,
well, that makes sense.
So he's actually Dr. Winston's gorilla.
Yeah.
It's important that people get that right.
But also, imagine getting a pet and naming your pet. Well, not a pet. I mean, he's not a pet. He's an intelligent ape. But if I was living with an intelligent ape, calling it Beck would be very confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the doctor named it after himself? Or you think
his last name was Winston, the doctor.
Oh.
Right.
So I'd be calling it Perkins, and I love that.
Yeah,
that's
that
a good butler
good,
name.
That's
great. And then it's a little ape family. Butler.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Definitely not.
My family.
I'll name my gorilla Monroe Smith.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
I like that. And yours would be called Stuart. That's cute. Call him Stewie.
Stewie, little Stew.
Petritus. Pet for short. Oh, thanks, Pet.
My pet named Pet.
Oh, there we go. His name's Harold Winston.
Harold. I remember it was a H name. I thought it was Harvey, though.
Harvey's a good name.
Yeah, it's better than
Is it
Harold.
The Queen's of Winston, is it? Is she? No, Windsor.
Windsor, right, yeah.
The Queen's of Winston.
Queen
House
Winston.
Of Winston.
So in this sort of origin story thing, he's sort of like lamenting he's missing his friends in the Overwatch gang league. I don't know.
Break down the game kind of quickly? It's like it's called a hero shooter.
Yeah, it's
apparently.
A team-based hero shooter. So it's a run around and shoot people, sort of a game. And you pick out a hero. So there's all these characters who all have different abilities, special abilities, and characteristics. So there's different classes. So Winston is the tank class, so he's bigger and moves slower, but you know can take more damage and that sort of thing. So. You pick whether you want an agile character or a tank character or whatever. And then
healing characters, whatever they're called. Yeah. They're the ones that will protect.
Support.
Support. Yeah,
do you know why I know that? Because there was a viral song that was on TikTok about Overwatch. And this is where I know most of my information. and it was people made fun of gamer girls for it. And they use people lip syncing to it as a way to bully them because sometimes they weren't using the controller they should have been using. Like someone was holding a GameCube controller. I'm like, I'm sure she knows that that's not the right controller. She's having a good time.
That's
anyway,
funny
whatever.
Stuff. I think it's important that people are held to account.
On what controller they're holding.
Yeah, the internet sucks.
Yes. Anyway, sorry, continue, Evan.
Yeah, so you can pick a class, which is something that was around in games for a while, but more recently there's been now the trend of having heroes. So within that class, there are several heroes with their own unique sort of abilities or characteristics, and so you get a team together of different heroes.
A ragtag team?
Yeah, I reckon they're ragtag. I
love a ragtag.
Love a ragtag team.
Yeah, that's so good.
What is ragtag?
Oh, just like a
slapdash,
hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Oh, now I understand.
Our international listeners are now on board as well.
And then you have objectives, and you have to, kill the other.
Do
characters.
You want to hear a bit of the plot?
Yeah.
From a website I like to call because it's named that Wikipedia.org. Overwatch is set 60 years into the future of a fictionalized Earth. 30 years after the resolution of what is known as the Omnic Crisis. Before the Omnic Crisis, humanity had been in a golden age of prosperity and technology development. Humans developed robots with artificial intelligence called Omnics, which were put to use to achieve economic equality and began to be treated as people in their own right. Evan, you'd relate to some of that as a robot. The Omnic crisis began when the worldwide automated Omnium facilities that produced them started producing a series of lethal, hostile robots that attacked humankind. The United Nations quickly formed Overwatch, an international task force to combat this threat and restore order.
A ragtag task force.
I'd love to
be on a task force.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good?
That is so good. But not like, I don't want to be someone out there shooting baddies because that scares me, but I'll do the admin.
Yeah, okay.
Just give me a cool uniform.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be the Pepper Potts.
Fuck yeah, I'd be Pepper Potts. Oh, I'd be married to Iron Man. Yeah, I reckon I'd take that. Are you fucking crazy?
Make yourself a goop.
Yeah.
Make yourself a goop.
I'd make a goop.
Oh, yeah, that's IRL.
Sorry, yes.
And then she has her own little flying suit too.
Yeah, she does. Rescued. Well, that's the thing, she gets in. So are you happy still now that she's in the line of fire?
Right at the end.
Yeah.
To jump in right at the end and win. Yeah, I'll do that.
Can I just say, in the comics, she's called Rescue because she doesn't have any weapons in her suit, which is not what happens in Endgame. So
right.
You could...
She's called Rescue.
Yeah, that's the name of her.
Yeah, so she's a support class.
I'm okay with that. I think it's support. Kinda, I'm a very supportive person.
Yes.
I just build everyone else up. I'm like, hey, what do you need, Iron Man? Need a cup of tea? I'll get it for you.
Do you know who...
Hey, you need a chat? I'm here for you.
Oh, my God. You're saying...
Supportive.
You are the real hero in this situation.
Thank you.
So what happens with the task force? Because once we are in this this cinematic with Winston, they've been outlawed, basically.
Okay, well, I can go. There's two more paragraphs.
Oh, well, yeah. Please go on.
Two veteran soldiers were put in charge of Overwatch, Gabrielle Reyes and Jack Morrison. Though Overwatch successfully quelled the robotic uprising and brought many talented individuals to the forefront, a rift ended up developing between Reyes and Morrison. And Morrison became the leader of Overwatch while Reyes took charge of Blackwatch, Overwatch's covert operations division. Overwatch maintained peace across the world for several decades in what was called the Overwatch generation as the team gained more members, but the rift between Morrison and Reyes intensified. Several allegations of wrongdoing and failures were leveled at Overwatch, leading to a public outcry.
They got cancelled.
Against the organization and infighting between its members, prompting the UN to investigate the situation. During this, an explosion destroyed Overwatch's headquarters in Switzerland, purportedly killing Morrison and Reyes, among others. The UN passed the Petrus Act, which dismantled Overwatch and forbade any Overwatch-type activity.
Oh. Right, okay. And so that's where we kind of come in with this.
Well, there's one more paragraph.
Oh, sorry, okay.
I mean, you did stop and look at him, to be fair.
Well, I mean, that was a big chunk of words.
So right. You just wanted a break.
I was giving everyone a break.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Thought maybe you would want a debrief after paragraph two. Overwatch is set 6 years after the Petrus Act. Without Overwatch, corporations have started to take over. Fighting and terrorism have broken out in parts of the globe. And there are signs of a second Omnic crisis occurring in Russia. A former member of Overwatch, the intelligent guerrilla Winston, decides to begin reforming Overwatch to protect the peace once again despite the Petrus Act, with the team members recruiting old friends and gaining new allies in their fight. Thus, it is also revealed that Reyes and Morrison were not killed in the explosion, but in fact was the result of a battle between them. Morrison became a masked vigilante known as Soldier 76, who is trying to uncover the reasons why Overwatch was shut down, while Reyes joined the criminal organization Talon and became Reaper, a terrorist disguised as Death.
Yes, and it's Reaper who attacks, in this cinematic, who attacks Winston.
Oh.
That's Reaper.
Yeah, he's got misty legs.
Yeah, misty legs. Oh, misty legs.
Haven't we all had misty legs once or twice?
Jeez, after a big night out, I've always got bloody misty legs.
So is that is that a legit thing? Is he actually like sort of ghost?
I don't know.
How does he fly around?
Yeah.
I feel like it must be an illusion.
Yeah, right.
Ah, just really quick at climbing.
He's undefeatable, this guy.
Yeah.
He's got misty legs.
He's the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, but it's only a disguise. Interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that was a good baddie. I saw him and I'm like, oh, that's a good birdie.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good birdie.
You can't
yeah.
beat death.
But then.
Evan getting deep.
Evan.
It's coming for us all. But Winston sort of did at the end of this movie.
Yeah, but then right at the end,
oh.
you see the misty let or the whatever it is. He's a bit of.
He missed, bit of, missed off.
Yeah.
Oh, missed off.
Missed off.
I
missed
was
off.
Mystified.
Mystified.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do we have a knock at the door?
Mm.
Entree.
Hi, sorry, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I was just wondering who's got the keys.
You're parked in.
Yeah, is Emma here? She has keys to both, two of the cars.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're all right. No worries. That's staying in.
No editing.
So sometimes... there are people who are blocked in with cars.
At the moment, downstairs, it looks like a used car.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like we're selling them, and I kind of like
that. Maybe we should.
Yeah, that'd be a great little extra earner for the
side
studio.
Earner, yeah.
If you just slap a price on them, like one of those big stickers, no one's going to think.
And they're bad for the environment.
The owner of the car, we can give them a cut.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, but
everyone wins.
We're already doing something illegal. May as well go.
Yeah, go all in.
Why would you give him money?
Yes, Beck. Yes.
Did you?
Yep, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. We should talk cars. We should go sell the cars. Should we take a break here and go sell some cars?
That sounds like a sponsorship. You're about to, hi, I'm from Pick Apart. Like, what's
Pick Apart? Pick Apart, Pick Apart, Pick Apart, Pick Apart, Pick Apart, Pick Apart. Don't leave that car just sitting in a heap. Come to Pick Apart, where everything's cheap. Secondhand parts for secondhand cars, from a door to a wheel or blah, blah, blah. Now,
well done, though. Good job.
Yeah,
something on side. Bring your tools and do it all yourself. Pick Apart, Pick Apart, Pick Apart, Pick Apart. But be careful because there's no warranty. Pick Apart, Pick Apart, Pick Apart.
I've wanted to go as a kid to Pick Apart so badly.
That ad was so great.
Yeah.
You can just grab bits of cars.
Just pick apart.
You get any bit. I wanted to go badge a bunch of old cars.
Yeah, I reckon
that was me.
Yeah, you're a badger.
I'm a badger.
You're a badger. What would mean? What's the badger after?
Oh, just Corolla.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just the Corolla word at the
just
back?
Just the word that says Corolla.
That's and then make it into a necklace.
Yeah. Toyota for life. Reliable cause.
Cabri. I wish my name was a car name and then I could badge name.
Do you wish that?
I wish every day I was named Jaguar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful
Porsche
name.
Mercedes.
Ah,
mine's
Porsche
an
Rossi.
Echo. That's a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Echo.
Yeah, sounds like an Overwatch hero.
Yeah, yes. That's interesting. You know who is an Overwatch hero? The super intelligent, genetically engineered gorilla, Winston. He's got his own page, would you believe, on overwatch.gamepedia.com.
Oh.
Yeah, right, okay.
So I can give you some info from there if you like.
Yeah.
Can I quickly snag a bit from Wikipedia that I really liked?
Yes.
Just because this is a good intro to him. Winston is a 29-year-old genetically engineered gorilla, which I feel like is like a dating profile stuff.
Yeah.
He loves long walks on the beach, making weapons, and sticking a banana in a peanut butter.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
That definitely sounds like a euphemism.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, I just thought that was a fun. I didn't know he was 29 years old.
29.
Yeah.
He just seems weirdly older.
He's got his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah, he seems like an old soul.
Is that your age, Evan?
No, I'm 30.
You're older than Winston?
I'm older than, yeah.
There's two types of people in this world, those older than Winston, those younger than him, of course, and then those who are his
age.
Yeah.
Two kinds.
Yeah.
They're the two. So he's a brilliant scientist and a champion for humanity's potential.
Okay.
Hey?
That's I can get on board with that.
This must be he's almost your perfect
man.
Primate. Yeah, I see a lot in my see a lot of myself in Winston.
Yeah.
I'm a scientist.
You use your feet guys, to shoot
guys,
guns.
Guys, that wasn't a joke that time.
Oh, sorry.
So don't laugh at me.
Sorry, that's a very good point.
No, that was a joke. I'm not a scientist.
But what type of scientist is he? I don't like characters that say
generic.
I'm a scientist. No, you got to have a special
general
Tony Stark
science.
Is generic.
He's not a scientist.
He is. Tony Stark is a scientist.
No, he's not a scientist. He's You're a crazy. Futurist.
What makes you a scientist? Is it a degree from a, you know, a learning
university.
Facility?
Yes. But I think... and in saying that, maybe Tony Stark probably does have a few degrees. Are you looking up whether Tony Stark is a scientist?
Yeah.
No. Of course he is.
He
makes things with science.
He's a macrobiologist.
He's like an engineer more than anything. He's a mechanic.
Yeah, but I think an engineer. I think engineer is a type of science.
Oh, Stark is an industrialist, genius inventor, hero, and former playboy who is CEO of Stark Industries. No mention of science.
I think inventor.
Genius inventor.
Sort of, okay.
I'd call him.
There's got to be science in that.
He's a self-taught amateur scientist, and that's fine. Much like me, as a self-taught amateur primatologist.
Oh, yes.
So are you going to tell me I'm not a real scientist, Beck? Because that would be ridiculous. I don't know if you... Why would you come here and say that, sort of spout that nonsense?
Oh, no, this is really important to you. I wouldn't do that.
Thank you.
Have you got business
you
cards
so
or something? Is that why you're
am I an idiot? Of course I do.
And Winston uses his science to create weapons like Tony Stark.
Genius.
He creates weapons like Tony Stark.
Well, yes, no. What?
Is that a gun in the shape of Tony Stark?
Yes,
no, that's not what I...
Oh, yeah.
You misinterpreted.
He's a personal trainer, so he makes people become weapons like Tony Stark.
Right.
Tony Stark is a client of his.
Yeah. Great
and he's like, I create weapons in my home gym.
Pa, pa, pa. You got a door, you got a gym that can turn Tony Stark into a weapon.
Who says that? The only person I know who says that is Tommy Little. I don't think
the door gym thing.
A weapon.
No, weapon. He calls everybody a weapon.
He'll come into a room and go, put up weapons. It's great. It makes you feel very powerful.
Kappa, yeah, yeah.
Kappa talks about it in his stand-up. He goes,
yeah.
Now... I know what you're thinking. Look at this weapon.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good bit.
Anyway, so no, I was talking about actual weapons, like the, he has a Tesla cannon.
It shoots Teslas. It's
wow,
sick.
Car cannon.
Yeah,
like
it's like
t-shirts. At concerts?
Yeah.
Nickelback are shooting Teslas into the ground.
Look at this photograph. Bang. Tesla.
No, it's like a gun that shoots energy. It's like an energy gun.
Evan, you really want a Tesla. Would if you... If you could have a Tesla but it had to be shot at your point blank range, would you take it?
Would you take it if it had to kill you instantly?
I don't think I would.
But before you, before that did happen, would you sign this paperwork saying any Teslas in your name go to me?
Yeah. Oh, that's
in the event of your unfortunate demise.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Are you a Musk head?
No.
Wow. Are you a Musky boy?
No, I think
the world turned on Elon. Didn't
yeah,
they?
he was like a real life Tony Stark.
Yeah.
But he's gone out of favor a little bit with his tweeting and mostly his tweeting.
Right.
He just should never have had Twitter.
He just
it's
needs
caused
a, real
him a lot of problems.
Social media detox would do him a world of good, I think.
Yeah.
And the world some good.
Something you feel pressure, you know, as a person, you got to get a tweet out there.
No.
I don't stand by all my tweets.
He's gotten a lot of legal trouble over his tweets.
Yeah. I mean, that's great publicity. If I could get in a little legal trouble. Because our Fringe show just starts tonight.
Yeah.
And that would be perfectly timed.
Yeah. If you could get in some legal trouble, that would be great.
Matt, do you want to tweet about selling some cars?
Oh, great. Yes.
There we go.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
selling my friend's cars.
Try to maybe manipulate your stock price a little bit.
Okay. Oh.
Get the authorities onto you.
Is that something he did?
He said he's...
Allegedly. Let's add allegedly. You're not
He tweeted that he was going to take Tesla private and that he had an investor. But that wasn't true at all.
All of a sudden, fraudulently is some sort of fraud.
Yeah. So I don't know what he was thinking there. But
I'm so worried.
He got in trouble for
allegedly,
that one.
Allegedly. Anyway, I stand by everything Elon Musk has ever done.
Yeah, right.
Allegedly.
Not knowing any of the controversial things he's done or said, I stand by my man.
He did shoot that car into space. Maybe he used a Tesla cannon.
People hated that as well, didn't they? Chad Kroger's at the launch.
I'm too high. Supposed to go in a crowd, it just goes into the space.
We can't be far away.
No. I feel like because you just put a lot of rubbish. It's like that's just a big bit of rubbish you put in the space. Like people worry about straws and stuff, but you're shooting a car into space.
Yeah, but at least it's not in the ocean.
Yeah, it's not in the ocean. It's not our problem anymore.
No. Space is the next bin we'll have.
Shoots it out there and then just does that hand dusting gesture. Yeah. All right.
Space is the next ocean.
Oh, what if straws had little rockets on them and then after you used it, you could rocket them straight into space? Then we wouldn't have the problem anymore.
Yeah. Then I'd always order a straw because I love rockets.
Hell yeah. They're already the perfect shape for a rocket.
Yeah. Yep, you're right.
Straws.
Yeah.
Long, skinny cylinders.
Yeah.
Like all rockets are. I guess they can't evolve.
It's very aerodynamic.
All right.
Yep.
I'm no scientist. I am.
I am a scientist.
He has Winston has a shield projector as well.
Mm. Yes.
Which he's playing around with it in his lab in the cinematic. You can see him playing with his shield projector.
He's an inventor. Genius inventor.
Like Tony Stark.
Yes.
Why does this keep happening?
I don't know. He has another ability. He's more like Hulk. He's got this ability called Primal Rage as well, which is more like a Hulk smash sort of situation. He's more of a Banner, Bruce Banner.
With a better name. Stark. Primal Rage is cool.
Yeah.
Well, Hulk smash is fun.
Yeah.
But it's really like, because I was trying to play using him, and I've watched a lot of videos about like people like you jump in and then you punch and then you shoot, you press the barrier, you get out, and I can't do that because I'm bad at it.
Right.
But there's something nice about just running into a big firefight with your big fists and big ape face.
Yep.
It'd be like now having to fight a bunch of like 6-year-olds you know, at my current size.
How many 6-year-olds?
Six.
How many do you reckon you could take? Six sixes?
Definitely.
Okay. That equals 36.
Really?
Is that too many?
I don't know.
Four.
Like, I think they bite. Like,
Would you prefer to fight 6 6-year-olds or 36 1-year-olds?
I put to you, why not both?
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'm going to take out all of those children.
Or 2 18-year-olds.
No.
Nah, too
or
old.
1 36-year-old.
Oh. Starting to, but who? Starting to go, who is it?
Hulk Hogan in his prime.
No.
When he was 36.
No, thank you.
I'll take my chances with the children, thank you.
Yeah, just kicking these little...
The 1-year-olds would be pretty easy.
Yeah, they'd be dominant.
But you'd be feeling awful about it. That's the trick.
Not if they're coming at me with knives.
Oh, true.
You just like kick one and it knocks a bunch of them over. It's like
they're crawling at you with knives.
Well, 1-year-olds can't walk.
No.
I mean, I'm not that kind of scientist.
Some can.
Can they really?
Yeah.
Really?
1 year old. That's cool.
A lady that I'd go to the gym with has an 11-month-old who's up and walking. So.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, and she's telling you all about it.
No, the kid is walking around while we've got really heavy weights.
Oh, good.
It's like, maybe get them out of underneath
and the baby's doing those. That's, I was always wondering what those tiny dumbbells were for.
Yeah, bicep curls for babies.
That makes sense. All right, so this Gamepedia article goes on to say, since a young age, Winston showed limitless curiosity for the world around him. But he also has a fondness for stories, especially those passed down from generation to generation. By his own admission, he tends to overthink things, is a perfectionist, and tends to ramble. Jess, you're starting to feel a sort of a kinship with this guy?
Wow, Matt. Wow.
But also...
You're a rambler.
No.
See?
That was efficient.
That was a concise answer, wasn't it?
That was, yeah.
You're talking to fucking Kenny.
As an ape among humans, he gets regular remarks on this subject, including references to old video games. I don't know what that means.
Do people call him Donkey Kong? Is that what that's saying?
Oh, maybe. When Winston loses his temper, he becomes a raging ape. In his off time, he enjoys peanut butter and bananas.
Mm.
He has stated slash joked that his love of the former is due to his genetic therapy. That is a good joke.
That is funny. That's a good bit.
That's a good bit.
God, you know, you hear jokes like that, you're like, yeah, God, I wish I could come up with something that good.
Why do I bother?
Fuck, that is good.
Pop that in your type five. You're on the gala, yeah, mate. Go straight there.
Yeah, that's your TV spot.
Straight to gala.
Right there.
That's efficient.
Don't pass gala.
The joke is that he likes The joke is that he likes bananas because he's a monkey.
Don't stop. You're going to set me off.
Stop it. Stop it, Evan.
That is good. No. That is very, very good.
What about peanut? Has peanut butter come up as a thing that monkeys like?
It's something that everyone likes. Evan.
Yeah, is that because obviously bananas are a stereotype, but
crunchy or smooth?
Smooth.
Crunchy.
Allergic.
Oh,
there's three kinds of people in this room. Evan,
that
deciding
sucks.
Vote.
I actually, so I don't feel particularly strongly to smooth or crunchy. I like them both.
Allergically.
I think I would probably go for smooth, but I don't have anything against crunchy.
What about mixing them together to get some sort of like
sort of a mild
little
crunch.
Bit of crunch?
Yeah. Pointless.
Crunch. Pointless.
Okay,
point.
Well,
okay.
Sorry. Whoops. Whoops.
Oh, thank God someone was willing to stand up to you there, Beck. You were getting crazy with power.
But is that a stereotype like bananas? Do apes like peanut butter?
I don't like to stereotype gorillas.
Okay.
They're all individuals and unique.
What's the thing with the tongue that gets peanut butter out of sticks?
What's Chameleon? The thing
with
the
tongue that gets peanut butter
out of sticks?
Horses like peanut butter.
Yeah, dogs like peanut butter.
I don't think those
Mr.
are the things
Ed
with the tongue.
Had peanut butter to make him look like he was talking. You're confusing.
He loves it.
Evan sees any animal's mouth moving and he's like, oh, he's so happy. He loves it.
That's what he'd always say.
Yeah, it's true. That is what he'd say.
This is a quote from Winston reflecting on his life up in space when he grew up. He said, ah, the moon.
Oh, no.
He just killed Beck. Ah, the moon.
Ah, the moon. I grew up there, looking down at the Earth, dreaming about what life would be like.
He grew up on the moon?
He grew up on the moon?
That's apparently. But I loved my time there. The scientists were my family. I learned so much from them.
Wasn't there like a Planet of the Apes style uprising on this moon base and they killed them?
I wonder if this paragraph's going to get there.
Oh, fuck. I genuinely
wonder that. Winston goes on. I like to see he's sitting back with a cognac by the fire.
Winston goes
he's got
on
a quill.
To say.
I had so many great memories. We were working together to build humanity's future amongst the stars. And of course, Dr. Winston. Full stop. What? He was like a father to me. Oh, this is sort of a stream of consciousness thing.
Right.
Okay. He was like a father to me. Full stop. It was at home. It was home. Full stop. But it wasn't to be. Full stop. I'll stop telling you when the full stop. When I pause, you'll know that that's a
yeah,
full
okay,
stop. Not everyone liked life on the moon. Of the tests and the rules. The others hatched a plan. No more injections. No more experiments. Then the doctors, my friends, they were all gone. There was nothing left for me. I couldn't stay. And they didn't want me anyways. So I escaped to Earth, my new home. But they're still up there. And someday we'll have to go back.
And that was all one sentence. Wow. That was a real stream of consciousness, wasn't it?
Could someone please make an animatic of Matt as Winston? Because that would be great.
I'm sure someone listening has the ability to make an animatic of me being Winston. Once they figure out what that means. It's a just an animatic. George, just whack an animatic together. Come on. You don't have an animatic? While in Overwatch, Winston looked up to Anna Amari. Gabriel Reyes appears to have detested his presence within the organization. See, there a full stop was, and I did not respect it.
There a full stop was.
While in Overwatch, Winston looked up to Anna Amari. Full stop. Gabriel Reyes appears to have detested his presence within the organization. Hollywood once asked him to feature in a movie.
Jesus.
What a life. He's 29.
He's lived.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A lot of big movie stars are in a movie before 29, Evan.
But is
who?
But
name
who,
one.
That are also scientists.
Shirley Temple.
And, okay.
That's it. That's yeah, all.
That's
all. Still,
yeah, there's yeah. no more.
Little Orphan Annie.
No, but when you say like Hollywood once, that whenever you say I once did something, it always feels like it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like, oh, just last year Hollywood asked me to be in a movie. Once when I was a boy, you know?
Yeah.
So it seems like it happened a while ago. He's done a lot in a short time.
But you also got to understand that gorillas don't live on human years.
Right. So what's the conversion there?
Do they have a different calendar? What's Gregorian?
Gorillian.
Gorilla Gorian.
Gorilla
there we
Gorian.
Go. We got there. Thank you, Evan.
Let's see if I can. Surely, you know how there's always calculators that'll do feet to.
Yeah.
Feet to.
Meters, yeah, units. Unit
feet
conversion.
To mouth.
Foot and mouth disease. it's got. So there are some conversions here. An ass, 1.78. One human is equal to 1.78 ass years.
Okay.
What are we looking at, though?
So is there like cat years, dog years, that sort of thing, based on the assumption that, like, you know, a human might live, what, like 90 years or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's what it
would be, yeah. But a dog would normally live, like, what, 10 years? How long do dogs last? And then...
20?
How long do they last? You put them in 20? The freezer, they last longer. Leave them out in like a fruit bowl. What do you got?
So
like
then,
a
like,
few days?
So you just sort of multiply and go, well, if a dog's 20 years old, then he's basically 80 in here. Like,
yeah, that's an old
dog. Dog years or whatever.
Maybe
right.
So to make our dogs live longer, we need to live less. And then they Whoa. Will. No, wait. Wrong.
Yeah,
bye, everyone.
This is from berggorilla.org. It says, to date, no exact data on the maximum age of free-ranging gorillas are available.
Maximum age?
Free range.
Such a...
So far, they've just kept living. They've never maxed out. As animals in the wild have only been observed since 1967. Oh, 1 year after the Saints won the premiership. On average, they probably reach 40 to 45 years. So probably about double. So Winston's 29, so he's kind of a... what is that?
He's an old soul. Man,
58-year-old fella. So,
he's old.
Kind of.
A bit of respect.
He's an old man.
Not quite retirement
age in
Australia.
He's getting too old for this shit.
Yeah, he's getting too old for this shit.
That's the cool age.
Yeah.
When you're too old for this shit.
Yeah, that is cool.
But you're kind of not really too old. Like, you could still do it, but you're kind of just over it.
Yes.
There's a trivia section on this overwatch.gamepedia.com.
Of course there is. There's always a trivia section.
Are you interested in this? And
sure.
Then we can probably start wrapping up, which is the second half of the show. his screen name in Overwatch's computer system is WNSTN.
That is fun.
It's like Winston.
Yeah.
That's a
Without
fun trivia.
The vowels.
That's great.
It's Winston with a Y.
Winston was one of the hardest characters to animate due to the numerous armor pieces he wears. His rage mode also presented problems due to the changes in movement animations. His design was top down, where developers start with story / art / flavor elements and develop abilities around those ideas afterwards. That's something I didn't really put that together, but in the short film we watched, Recall, he does hit rage mode. That's what it must be when his eyes light up and he...
Yeah.
And that is so close to a Hulk-y sort of thing, right?
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Yes.
He gets angry, you don't like him when he's angry.
And I worked out that you needed to click... You needed to tap your mouse if you wanted to punch people. I thought you just had to walk into them, like sort of like a Mario Star-esque thing. So I was just getting hit more. Anyway... I'm very bad at this game.
A Funko Pop Winston figurine was released in June 2016. What does that mean?
Well, it just It doesn't mean anything. Because okay. There is a Funko Pop of anything.
All right.
If you think of something, Funko Pop have licensed it and they've made that character but with a slightly bigger head and dead eyes. And your auntie will get it for you for Christmas and you've got so many of them and you don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do with them?
You just, I've got one
put
that's,
them on a shelf.
I've got Jesse from Breaking Bad. I really like that one. And then
do you sell them for a profit? Is that what you're
doing? No, because there's too many of them. They're mass produced.
They're worthless.
Yes.
Are they expensive?
No.
No, they're like, what, $15 or something?
Yes. Oh, okay.
You know, we should also have them set up to be rockets launched into space.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
Like Ushis.
How famous do I have to have one made of me?
I reckon someone could make one of you.
Yeah, you can make custom ones. Can I also just say...
Get someone to 3D print it.
As angry as I was, if you want to get in touch, Funko, make something of my face.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think you can... People make custom ones. I think you can get, like, blank ones. Or maybe I'm making that up.
That's
maybe people just strip them down.
Oh, that's creepy. That really changed.
Here's the last fact I've got here, which is going to blow your minds. Winston is most likely, not guaranteed, most likely modeled after a silverback mountain gorilla.
Ah.
Okay. Mm.
Either that or a lowlands gorilla, the other kind. So,
I reckon he's a bit modeled after Turk from Tarzan.
Oh.
The little one especially, I'm like, you look like Turk from Tarzan.
From the Disney animated 1991.
I love Turk.
Same!
Played by Rosie O'Donnell.
Amazing.
Turk is so good.
Like, I don't know what it was about that movie, but I left and I was like, Turk is the coolest.
Turk's the best.
Why?
Yep.
Was it something, maybe it's a universal truth of all women our age.
We all love Turk. Yeah, I reckon that's probably
maybe that's the one thing that unites us all and we just haven't realised yet.
But also Jane's father's pretty cute in that too. He's funny. Bit hopeless, you know?
Oh, a bit bloody hopeless. He needs a bit of help.
I put a post on Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Official, which is a Facebook group that listeners should join. It's for listeners of all the Planet Broadcasting shows, like Do Go On and Weekly Planet and other such things. And there are other shows. What are some of the other shows?
Honey Donna.
Honey Donna. Tank.
Josh, Don't You Know Who I Am.
Don't You Know Who I Am, yeah.
This one.
Oh, this one. Yes.
Book Cheat.
Primates. Book Cheat is also on there as well. Vic and M's Comedy Gems. Batch Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of great podcasts. Probably all the great podcasts you need are on this network.
Yeah.
But I posted saying we're about to record about it and asked if they had any facts that were worth mentioning. So I'm going to read these out. These are probably not going to mean much to me. But let's find out together. Josh Monson says, if you play Genji, screw you.
Okay.
Good.
Is Genji's one of the characters?
Yes.
That's a good fact.
What's Genji's deal?
I don't know which one Genji is.
Okay.
Look.
I can find this out. Genji. Genji.
Have you forgot how to type?
I typed Genji. Which I think is a better name, to be honest. Genji, full name Genji Shimada, is a Japanese cyborg ninja. His main attack method is to throw three shurikens either in quick succession or simultaneously in a horizontal spread. Oh. His abilities are swift strike, a quick dashing lunge with good range, and deflect, a defensive
dashing
stance that briefly ricochets projectiles back at enemies with his wakizashi. That's off Wikipedia.
I feel like if I played Genji, I'd suck, and that'd be great. Well,
and maybe by the way, if you do, screw you.
Maybe he's a
that's
bit OP.
Josh.
Fair.
David Cicello uses this as a call. He says, any Overwatch players here? Hit me up. Let's play. And that's people are doing it. It's
that's
happening.
Nice.
Oh, wow. The community.
Gabrielle Bruton says, fun fact, Overwatch is a better name than its opposite, Underignore.
that is a fun fact.
That's true.
A fun fact.
The Overwatch logo, I've stared at it for a bit. It's an O and a W. Or is it someone...
For Overwatch.
It's two people high-fiving.
What?
Ah. Oh. That's nice.
I was looking at it, I'm like, is this two people? Or maybe it's like prayer or something. I thought it was, anyway, I was bothered by it. I stared at it for too long.
Right. It does kind of look like two people high-fiving.
Mm. Is it two
in a circle.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's also OW.
For Overwatch.
For Overwatch.
Oh. I'm there now.
Are you familiar with Tracer?
Yes.
Yeah. AKA Lena Oxton. Because someone commented, Michael Terrazakis says, in that sort of lower cap, higher cap, I'm a goofball internet style, maybe I'll be Tracer.
See, that's from the song.
Oh, right.
That's from the viral song.
Is that like the basic bitch character to choose?
No, the song is about not picking. Oh, my God. It's these people, they're annoyed because they lost the game because no one picked a support character to, I imagine, heal them.
Right.
This is me gathering info from a 15-second TikTok.
Thank
and
you.
Then the main part of the song is people go, the guy going, naming different characters, and then the person going, I've already picked that person. You can't pick that person.
Right.
And that's the contents of the song. And that's one of the lines from it. And people really feel like TikTok ruined this song or something. And I just feel like they ruined the song by being awful about it.
Oh.
And that's my
thing. Ben Russell was going to be on this episode, and he said that it's kind of Overwatch has a bit of a toxic fan base. Does that mean anything to you?
No, because I I don't turn on any of the voice. I can't hear anyone.
Right. Yeah, smart. But I haven't really come across that. So I was curious. He got sick. But luckily, Jess Perkins was standing nearby.
As I often am.
Also, you said before the
secret
thing
to
started,
success.
Yeah.
You said that before the thing started, you're like, oh, Mark plays Overwatch. And he also, but Jess was closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mark is down the hall.
Oh, man, you definitely could have got
information.
Mark. Mark's great, though.
But Mark's also busy working.
He is a busy
man. Oh, yeah, I wasn't doing that. I was looking for anything to do.
I only knew that because Nick Marini said on this thread, he said, the game is dead now. That's a fun fact. Also, you better be getting Mark Bonanno on.
Oh, shit.
Why? So what does that mean, the game's dead now?
Well, I mean, it's been out for a few years. Like, right. It's,
but I did read that it's something news coming out. Before too long as well.
There's always sort of new stuff that, you know, they're always making new, there's always releasing new content and that sort of thing. But yeah, I think it was huge, and then Fortnite sort of, I think, must have taken over. It's, I mean, they're all still big. They're all
right,
they're
so
huge
this is in
properties.
The same sort of Fortnite world. So it's like a relatively younger demo?
Yeah, it'd be a very similar demo to Fortnite, right. I reckon.
But it's also just people like to stream it.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I think that's where... And
but the Overwatch League is still huge. Like, in terms of the esports scene, the Overwatch is still one of the biggest.
Yeah.
Mm.
Steve.
Sorry, I added a very important bit of information there.
Steve Tiemann said, that's not a monkey, Matt. That's a scientist.
Yes.
We get that now.
I get that reference. And Keenan Fry says, finally, maybe...
Is it a full stop?
No, I was saying this is the last one, so I said finally.
Oh, I
Keenan
see.
Right. Fry says, but Keenan Fry says finally, as if they've been waiting for us to do this as an episode. Maybe this is his suggestion of a fun fact. Maybe that he made the thing Tracer wears to stabilize her in time. Regardless, I can't wait for this episode. I'm so sorry, Keenan. But that's in a so. So Winston, I'm guessing, made the thing Tracer wears to stabilize her in time. So Tracer obviously is a time traveler.
I think in that short, you can see him making a bunch of different things that the other characters use.
Right. Yeah, right.
But I'm not well versed enough to give information.
Right. There'd be so.
But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure you can see
those kind
things.
Of videos would be just chockers with Easter eggs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the Tony Stark of the group.
Oh, my
sort of
God.
Like,
holy shit, Evan.
You know, he makes Spider-Man's web shooter.
Okay,
and, you know,
yeah.
Spider-Man made his web shooter.
What?
Yes.
In which reality?
In most of them, he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, but Stark made his suit in the
Sure, but also
films.
In the recent film, Spider-Man made his suit.
What?
That
the Night Monkey
the,
one?
Yes, in the plane.
He made his suit?
Yes.
In the plane.
In the plane.
The plane that Stark built.
Yeah, but he
in the
made it.
The suit-making machine that Stark made.
Okay.
Yes, but he still did it.
No,
so
he
now
didn't. He's
sorry.
Not sitting there with
but
like
you make a cup of coffee.
Thread making a...
You're making a cup of coffee.
No.
But you didn't make the kettle, bitch.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, who made the coffee now, bitch?
I think she got you there. I was with you. Because I was thinking, like, if you go, if you get a, like, go to a soft serve, self serve.
Yeah, who made that?
Who made that ice cream? That's confusing.
That is confusing.
But the coffee and then you saying, bitch, that sold it to me big time.
Now I get it.
Yeah. Oh. That's the language I can understand.
Yeah. Didn't make the kettle, bitch. So,
you
get Evan,
t-shirts made of didn't make the kettle, bitch?
Evan, come back to us when you've made a kettle, mate.
All right, bitch. Sorry for saying bitch so much.
I'm not.
let's go off the short film because that's something we've all seen an equal amount. I saw it twice, actually. Don't want to brag. But,
I also saw it twice.
Okay, well.
I saw it while I was eating lunch, so I probably missed seconds of it as I looked down to get more lunch.
Right. More falafel and spinach.
Yeah. Don't tell everyone what I eat. Now they'll know.
What banana score would you give both your lunch and the viewing experience?
My lunch was fantastic today. That's getting 5 ready-to-go bananas out of 5.
Yep.
Overwatch, that's what it's called? Yeah.
Give us your review.
What's it called?
But we're rating Winston, right?
We're rating the short film.
Oh, okay. Recall. The short film.
Oh, right. Winston I like. Especially because he reminds me of like a Tony Stark.
Yeah, right.
A character I love. Who definitely made something.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I think he made a suit at some point, bitch. I'm going to give it 3 bananas.
3 bananas.
Out of 5.
It's a fun 8-minute watch. How about you, Beck?
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same. I reckon it's a solid 3 banana. Even if you haven't engaged with Overwatch, it's a nice thing to look at.
Yeah, yeah. Everything was pretty.
Everyone was nice. It was a good time.
And it was also like for I imagine you know it's not a huge budget thing. It was just an online.
Oh,
it was
I
really
think
an
it
ad.
Is a huge
no,
budget
I think it
thing.
Might be a huge
yeah,
budget
it's a
thing.
Huge budget
okay.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you take that
that's,
back now?
That's really because it's just an. It was really just an
yeah,
ad for the
got
game.
Blizzard have a lot yeah. of dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, they've
because it looked $1 million.
There we go.
And yeah. maybe that's because it cost $1 million.
Yeah,
bucks.
Might have cost
at least.
Lot.
Yeah, yeah. Blizzard are known for their incredible cinematics. They're
right.
Really, really good. Ever since the old Warcraft days, Starcraft.
What's
always
their
good
big
stuff.
Expo called? BlizzCon or something?
Yes.
Yeah, they do a BlizzCon. Yeah.
They do a BlizzCon
their
on the weekend.
Their biggest thing before Overwatch was World of Warcraft.
Right.
They should do a BlazeCon.
I call that WoW, but
yeah.
420. This should be held on 420 called BlazeCon. That definitely exists,
yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, surely it does.
Yeah, sorry.
So, what do you give the recall, Ev?
I reckon 4 bananas.
4
I
bananas.
Liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I thought it was cool as well. I'm giving it 5 out of 7 bananas, and they're of a beautiful.
That is an annoying.
Are they all dipped in peanut butter?
Yeah, they're all dipped. They're all dipped. Oh, that sounds good. I'm going to try that. The only problem is peanut butter's not a real dippable spread.
No, especially with something as soft as a banana.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like
just
mush
it. Mush. Yeah.
And then that would annoy me because then there'd be leftover banana in the peanut butter. Ugh. Yuck.
Not if you freeze your bananas.
Oh, there we go.
And dip.
And melt your peanut butter.
Yes.
Okay. Microwave the peanut butter. Freeze your banana.
One time I watched my boyfriend open a banana, then get a squeezy honey and just... squeeze
that sounds
some,
awesome.
Some honey on top.
Honey
yeah. Sure. Actually, yeah, the squeezy made the most sense. Maybe it wasn't. It was something that I was like, that makes no sense. Maybe it was like a pot of honey and you just poured it on.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like,
that's
going to be messy.
No.
What
and
are you doing?
And if he was dipping a banana in your pot of honey, I would not have been happy about that. I mean, honey and banana go great together, but I don't want a bit of banana residue in my honey pot.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Which is also my nickname for your boyfriend.
It is weird you call him honey pot, but... It's sweet. It's nice
my,
to get along.
Is it my honey pot?
Yeah, my,
yeah,
honey,
my
pot.
Honey pot.
Beautiful.
Can I dip a banana in you, my honey pot? And then I feed him a banana. It's a sweet, it's a cookie thing we do.
It's so fun. So nice when your partner just blends in with your friends, you know? It's really nice to see.
Like a banana in a blender.
Yeah.
In a nice smoothie.
Did any of you feel a connection with Winston? We normally talk about that.
I definitely did.
Scientist Andy
I
Matthews.
Love peanut butter.
Yep.
And as a scientist,
right.
I can appreciate...
As a busy scientist.
I don't have time for grass stains. I appreciate his work ethic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't have time to spread my peanut butter.
No. I'm just going to dip that shit. If you're not sharing the peanut butter with anybody else and you're only going to eat it with bananas, then sure, dip away.
I mean, his housemate is an artificial intelligence.
Yeah, and she's a sassy bitch.
She's a sassy bitch.
Athena.
Athena, really? Having a go on about the...
Do you connect with her?
I did, yeah.
Sassy bitch.
I relate on a deep level to that sassy bitch.
What was the question?
How much of yourself do you see in Winston?
Yeah, he's
as a percent.
No exercise. That's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Wearing lots of body armor. That's me.
Yeah. Having a raging mode.
That's me. Sitting on the computer.
You sit on it.
I sit on it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you're not so good at the game. You
know? No, I'm just sitting on it. I need a new computer. I'm sorry, I broke your computer. I forgot to tell.
She has unusual methods, but she gets results.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can press all the directions if you sit your butt on it.
That's true.
Yeah. I keep putting the barrier up with my butt.
Yeah, stop putting a barrier up, Beck. Let us in.
Yeah, let us in. Stop putting that shield up. Like from Tony Stark. We encourage people to give this show a 5-star review. You can tell us what you think in the review, and then I'll read out the 5-star reviews each week. Evan, you want to get an update? Here's some reviews that we've got.
Like Nick Fury.
Someone.
I'm sorry. Because he gets them all back together.
Right.
Sure.
I think he's really the Hulk.
Yeah,
he probably
was. He's got elements of all.
There's been more Marvel talk in this than Overwatch talk. I'm so sorry Overwatch heads. People.
Wilsey wrote, Matt Stewart stole my innocence. This is a 5-star review. Matt Stewart stole my innocence, and Evan Munro Smith is a grub.
Is that Jess's boyfriend? Honeypot?
He just called you a grub. Is that username? Something?
Yeah, I don't know. Where's that coming from? Is there more to it?
He says, I don't know what a grub is. Oh. I heard it on an Australian news report one time. They're from the UK.
So. Oh, okay.
They're probably thinking of a literal grub.
Yeah, what news reporter's mentioning grubs?
I don't know.
Maybe if they interviewed someone.
Or were they thinking of Ben Russell's podcast, The Grub?
Yeah, it could be that.
They were confusing that for a news report one time.
But also grubs, I feel like, are only ever brought up when it's like, if you're in the bush, you eat them.
You can eat bushy grubs.
That's all I think about grubs, and I don't think I would. I think I would eat leaves before I ate a grub.
Yeah, me too.
Cosmic Psychers have a song, Check Your Bum for Grubs.
That's cool of them.
Okay.
It's good to get the word out there.
Maybe they thought that was a news report.
Is that like, you know how like there's bowel check things? Is that like also something you've got to do?
Yeah, don't know. It's apparently an old Australian phrase, but I don't understand what it means.
I've never done it. And now
checked your bum for grubs.
Now I'm worried there might be some.
I don't know if you can really do it to yourself.
How do you know if you have nits?
You'd know.
I think it's similar to if your bum has grubs. Okay. They wriggle and wiggle and
they'll tell you.
Evan!
Douglas J. Falcon also gave 5 stars, saying Primates is an amazing podcast that's had Joel Dusha on it more than once.
Wow.
Matt and Evan
all
are great.
Facts. Hey? Yep.
They're starting to filter in with you getting mentions of them because you've been on for a few months now.
Yeah, right.
Jesus Labrada says, Hey, Mr. Matt, can you tell Evan to do gamey glamely soon? Also, if you can tell the stupid old studio team that they're that they do a great job, and Dave and Jess.
Ah, that's
you're
nice.
In a Primates review.
Yeah, as I should
there
be.
There you go.
Great crossover.
Mm.
Mm.
There's a couple more that I don't think we've got to before. The Weekly Planet dude says, a fresh banana, 5 decently sized brown spots. Great podcast. I added exclamations there. He just used full stops. And Matt Brad says, this podcast really highlights how Matt's co-hosts on his other podcast do go on carry him. It looks like he's realized this and got the understated Evan Munro Smith to save him. Nah, he's all right.
Whoa!
What a roller coaster.
That is so harsh, and then, nah.
I said it was too awkward just to read positive ones, so I said, please put some jibes in there, otherwise I can't read them out.
The understated.
I'm carrying you. Wow.
The understated?
Am I understated?
You overstate everything.
McKenna says, this podcast is bananas. I would definitely recommend this to everyone I know, but I won't.
Would? Under what circumstances?
I can't remember how far. I'll read one last one. This one is from Cantanos ghost. Cantana's ghost says, I'm not one to exaggerate, but this is the greatest pod in the history of media.
Whoa.
A million miles better than that film of a train coming at the cinema screen, and unlike any future entertainment involving downloads into your brain. Actually, it's available now. I've read that wrong. Anyway, I digress. Great fun despite second banana Evan Munro Smith's fave primate being mid-90s CGI legs.
Yeah, if you can get past that, it's a good podcast.
It's hard to, though. A lot of people turn off in the first
Yeah, I mean, you do bring it up at the top of every episode, so it's you're not making it easy.
So thanks so much for that. If you can give us a review, that I forget what it means. I thought it helped you in the charts, but we've not been going well in the charts, so I don't know if it actually does or not. But there's been heaps of great reviews coming through, and I appreciate that.
That's nice.
And then finally, what we like to do is thank a few Patreons who support both this show, Jess and my show, Do Go On, and also David Warnicki's show, The Book Cheat, which is about books. Do Go On, what's this week's episode of Do Go On about, Jess? It is about, it went out yesterday.
We recorded Halifax.
Halifax. Oh, the Halifax explosion.
Yes.
Wow, that's exciting.
It was full on. It was a really amazing story.
Is that a mystery or no? It's a solved.
No, Dave went through it bit by bit, and why it happened, and it was just like, whoa.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And also, somebody on our Patreon group, I just glanced at my phone then, and somebody had written a couple of quotes from it they liked, and I'd forgotten one of them. And out of context, it's just toot toot fuck you. So
tune in for that.
Tune in for a bit of toot toot fuck you.
That'll look great on a shirt.
So the Patreons who support these three shows, one of the rewards you can get bonus episodes. You also get to vote on topics for the other podcasts, and you get to get in on an exclusive Facebook group. But you also get to give me your favorite primate, and I'll read a few out at the end of each episode. Evan, I'd love to see if any of these convince you to the fact that humans are not the greatest of all primates.
Well,
and I'd love to hear any comments you have, Beck and Jess. Josh Curry says, my favorite primate is the Calothrix monkey, also called the green monkey because it's one of the only mammals with green fur. I don't know if I've heard of this one.
Green monkey.
Green's my favorite color. So this is already...
I mean, that doesn't look very green.
It's amongst green trees.
Okay, well, that's...
I mean...
Oh, wow. Is it the one with the sort of fuzzy ear things?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Calothrix monkey, green monkey. Yeah, they're cool. I like the look of them. That's another... I can't believe how many primates I've never heard of. There were so many.
So many.
Too many.
Oh, here we go.
The right amount.
Oh, is that it?
Really? I found the green monkey.
Oh, great.
That is very green. Mm. Yeah, yes. They do. They look to me to be more yellowy brown.
But maybe it's just, you know, sometimes photos don't quite do it justice.
Yeah.
I think it's that.
Yeah. Just for our listeners, Jess was holding up like a clip art of a green monkey.
It was a funny bit.
Yeah. Nailed it.
I thought it was just for us. Evan sort of ruined that. Thank you so much, Josh. That's a great suggestion. Great name. Calothrix.
Yeah.
Monkey.
And Josh is also a great name.
Josh Curry. Love that very much. Andriana Genialdi says, my favorite primate is the orangutan because as a kid I loved King Louie from The Jungle Book. He had the best song. He does. I get that song in my head all the time.
Yeah.
You, ooh, ooh. I want to be like you, ooh, ooh. I want to walk like you,
talk like you, too.
You know it's true.
Nicky Webster did a cover of it as well. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Strawberry Kisses, Nicky Webster.
She's so much more than that.
Yeah, she's also done a cover of a Jungle Book song. So.
Olympics Nicky Webster?
Yeah.
FHM Nicky Webster?
Last year she made a brief comeback, Nicky Webster.
Doing what? What did she do?
A radio gig? I think she did like a stunt.
I think she teaches.
Am I making
now,
that up? Maybe.
She's got like a talent school or something, maybe.
Oh, I reckon she might, yeah.
Yeah. She can
teach. And when you've got that much talent,
yeah.
You gotta share that with the world.
Yeah.
Those who can do teach.
Yes.
As I always say. Being a child of two teachers. Kalina writes in saying, my favorite primate. Oh, I should say once again, thank you so much, Adriana. King Louie. Andriana Genialdi. I'm not probably getting that right. Kalina says, my favourite primate is that one specific monkey I saw wank into its own hand, eat its own jizz,
then
immediately try and fight the nearest male at the Nagano hot springs in Japan.
Oh, man.
Nature is wild.
I just shuddered. I actually shuddered.
That's a cool favourite. So many options, but...
You went with that one.
Specific.
That,
I like
that. That cum-eating monkey.
It's a very specific one.
Well, what a tale to tell. Imagine being there to see that.
Oh. You'd be looking around hoping someone else is also looking at it. Yeah.
If someone filmed this, the internet blows up tomorrow. Yes. This wins.
I mean, it is good that he didn't throw the jizz into the hot spring.
Sure.
There was a lot of options.
And he doesn't have the science to shoot it into space. So instead, he shot it into his mouth. Nature is wild. Truer words never spoken. Thank you so much. And finally, Daniel Ryan, who writes, Matt! Exclamation mark. Why is primate so good?
Question mark.
Yes. I'm not sure what my favourite primate is. I guess I'll go with the flying monkeys from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've always wanted to fly. That's an episode I reckon we got to do soon, Ev.
Yeah.
But then you could also do Wicked.
Oh. Are there monkeys in that too?
Yeah, flying monkeys.
But then we'd have to go see a musical.
I saw it 3 times. I can just perform it for you if you want.
Oh, that'd be great.
Can I perform it too?
Yes.
I'll learn it.
All right, great.
We'll learn it for you and then
we'll perform it to you and then you can talk about it on the podcast.
That'd be perfect.
And then can we perform Hamilton? Do you like Hamilton?
Yeah, I like Hamilton.
Okay, we'll perform the widest version of Hamilton.
We saw Hamilton when we were in the UK.
Did you really?
Yeah. So a guy who listens to Do Go On is in Hamilton, and so he got us along, and then we met him. He was so lovely.
He was the best.
Stevenson.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh. And he came and chatted to us at the halftime break. We were eating Häagen-Dazs ice cream. It was a magic time.
Was it our last night in the UK?
It was. It was so good.
It was a good. It was
such a great
bang.
Finish.
Wow.
It's a magic time.
I was like, I remember saying to him, I don't know. Before we caught up for dinner before, and I said something like, he asks, oh, what do you think about it? And Jess and Dave were saying how excited they were. And I'm like, I don't understand how this could be good.
Matt.
I don't know if I said it like that, but he's like, I understand, but it'll be interesting to see what you think. And I really enjoyed it heaps.
That's great. Because do you know what happened? The other day, Evan said to me, do you remember when we were in New York and we were eating at the McDonald's? I'm like, do you mean the night we saw Hamilton? So that's Evan's approach to Hamilton, the thing I bought him tickets to for some reason.
Do you remember that night we ate Häagen-Dazs?
Matt, how could I forget that magical time?
But in my head, I just remember thinking like, so it's politicians singing songs about how they started America. Just something about it sounded like a parody of a good thing.
Alistair always, because I used to rave about Hamilton at work, and Alistair always used to make a joking version where it was like an educational version of Hamilton. Why? I'm Alexander Hamilton. I made a system. And I'm like, shut up!
I think that's what my dumb head was thinking, like forgetting that it's so popular and won all these awards, and why would anyone love it if it was shit? But in my head, I just couldn't, my brain was too small to understand until I saw it. But it was great. I had some of those songs in my head for ages afterwards. Anyway.
What did you think, Evan?
It was good. I liked it.
It was no Little Orphan Annie or Buffy the Musical, but it's top 3 for me
Buffy
of musicals.
Buffy the Musical is very good. Do you want to do Buffy the Musical? Is there an ape in that?
There's got to be a Buffy ape man or something. I haven't thought about that until now. Good idea.
Hey, let me think.
We've gone off topic.
Please review us. Beck, where can people find you?
Oh, sorry, I was just thinking about Buffy. Gamey Game.
Gamey Game's I'll be back this week.
Back this week, behind the camera. And
you'll be on episodes during the season, no doubt.
At least one where someone isn't available. I will be there.
Standing nearby. Yeah. Hey, you.
That's how you get on things.
Mark will be down the hall, but Beck will be closer.
I have no work to do here today. I just wanted to be around.
I mean, our show does open tonight.
Yeah, no work to do today.
No work at all. Me and Xavier and Pete Jones, we do have Kentucky Fried Chatting, which you can listen to. It's a podcast. It actually exists. It's not a joke. I said it recently at a live gig and everyone laughed like it was a joke. And I was like, no.
That's real.
It's real.
People think the same about primates. That sounds stupid and niche.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's also good. Real.
Oh, God.
Gamer Game is also a podcast as well as a YouTube.
Hold on a second. Oh, sorry. Wait.
Sorry.
Oi. Hey. Oi, bitch.
Oi, yeah.
Bitch. We've been watching a lot of Breaking Bad. I think that's why that happened.
Oh.
So we're coming back with something. It won't be Kentucky Fried Chattin'. It'll be the next thing, but cool. It will be about fast food.
Great.
Of some description. We do know what it is, but we gotta get it all together.
And sure.
Yes, it's happening. So please do follow Kentucky Fried Chattin', and then you'll see the next thing when it pops up.
Nice. Jessica?
Oh.
Jess?
Thank you. Matt and I do a podcast together called Do Go On, and I'm on that, and we're also doing a show together that starts tonight and runs for a week called Razzle Dazzle at the Melbourne Fringe.
The Cooper's Inn.
So if you're in Melbourne, come along. Tickets are on both of our websites.
It's going to be silly fun.
Yeah, mostly silly.
Hopefully a bit of fun.
Fun for us, I reckon. Yeah. Don't know about the audience. We'll have that's a good really time. Up to them.
That's the main thing.
But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Yes, and Evan, you're just going to say Gamer Game again.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
GamerGame.com, or just go to YouTube and search for Gamer Game, or in your podcast app if you want to listen to it. It's better to watch. Like it's you know, it's a visual show, but the podcast version is also there.
You got all the lights and stuff.
There's lights. Mm. There's screens. So there's a desk.
Swooshing shot.
There's swoosh. Open. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It costs crane. So much money.
It's
crane shot.
It's Evan's money, can I just say. Some people think, oh, maybe they've got fun. No.
No.
Evan owns a crane.
Not even the Patreon money goes towards the...
You could take that crane anyway. We could go to park with it. It's yours.
Yeah, it's my crane.
Why don't we take it places?
It's a 12-foot crane.
Why don't we take it places?
It's difficult to move.
Nah, let's get it out there. Let's let the crane see the world.
Yes!
Yeah. From up high.
Surely that's where it's seats. Yeah, don't make it work on its holiday. Just let it see the world from down low. So I'll put everyone's social media links in the show description. Please, if you're into that, follow us all on all of the things. It's always nice to have people listening as we yell Elon Musk level stupidity.
Yeah, if you can, maybe I feel bad now calling Evan a bitch. So you can call me a bitch on Twitter back to me.
Don't invite that.
No, but
no, but you'll forget about it, and someone will be listening to this in 6 months from now, and they'll just tweet you and call you a bitch, and you'll be very confused. That happens on Do Go On all the time.
Oh, shit.
Where people are listening out of order, which is obviously totally fine, but then they call you something, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well,
so
maybe
just don't do it.
Maybe if you also put a little asterisk next to bitch, and you go, this is a reference to a specific thing.
Yep.
Right.
If there's a footnote to your tweet.
And let's put a time period on it. If you're listening in the next 2 weeks from the date of release, fine, call Beck a bitch. After that, you've missed your chance. And don't call anyone a bitch. Do you
correct.
Know what I mean?
Yes.
Unless you're good friends and they tell you you can.
Yeah.
Call
with
me
their
a bitch.
Eyes.
Call me a bitch. Evan, call me a bitch.
You want to be called a sassy bitch.
Yeah, you're inviting that all the time.
Yeah.
Beck, can you call me a sassy bitch?
Hey, sassy bitch.
Thank you so much. Now, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Second Banana, Evan Munro-Smith.
No worries.
Thanks for joining us, Jess and Beck.
Bless.
And as we always say, as we finish the show here at Primates Podcast.
Hey! Hey, hey baby! Ooh! Ah! I want to know! If you'll be my girl.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That kind of sounds like a monkey.
Ooh, yeah.
That's very good.
I thought you were going to go with if you'll be my gorilla or something. But...
Nope. I'm not that clever.
Girls can be monkeys too.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that.
Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.